This is the Real BS Show. We are coming live downtown Union City on a Thursday afternoon.
Hey, you know, it's pretty outside.
Yeah.
It's really nice.
Yeah.
Not too hot, not too cold.
No.
And not too humid.
No.
Just nice.
I was sweating a little bit, but that's okay. You know, I think it was the coffee I was drinking was kind of hot, you know.
That'll do it.
Yeah.
That'll do it. I don't know what are we going to do today?
You know, there's a band that started, I think, around 1964, around that time. And I didn't know they started that soon. I thought they were...
Is it Beatles?
No. Lynyrd Skynyrd. It's kind of one of those things where you think about, I didn't know they started that early. I thought they were like in the 70s. But no, they started in 1964, and Lynyrd Skynyrd's been off. They were off for about a decade, and then they came back, and after the plane crash, they lost some members there. And so
Right. They had a plane crash.
Yeah.
I don't know. Four or five of them died, didn't
they? Yeah, something like that. Yeah. It's a pretty tragic thing. But yeah, they're kind of known for being a southern rock band. But you know, today we're going to try to pick some songs that are, I won't say they're less played on the radio, but probably not. Some of them you probably won't recognize. Some of them you probably will. We won't play the big hits by them because it's like those are overplayed, three chords or something.
Yeah, well, surprise a few people.
Yeah.
Yeah. What the heck? Hey, one of the things I wanted to talk about was these commercials that I've been, I've been listening to baseball, and then you get these commercials that come on, and it's just, if you analyze the commercials, and you think, what in the world were they thinking when they made these commercials?
Yeah.
You buy a Mazda, and it brings your family together?
Yeah, right.
I mean, what kind of crazy nonsense is that?
Yeah. Someone sat in a room.
Unbelievable.
Someone sat in a room and made a decision to make that commercial. It wasn't one person. It went through multiple people's hands to approve
it. It's the most ludicrous crap you'd ever... And it just goes on and on. And then they play the same things over and over. Of course, I only listen to baseball games, so every half inning, every time out, boom, same things. Over and over. Burner.com. If I hear that one more time, I'm going to scream. Whew. It's less lethal. You can kill people without being lethal or something. I don't know what it is. Self-defense stuff or something. But it just goes on and on and on.
Right.
Oh, unbelievable.
Yeah. But we'll start with one of their songs that maybe a little bit better known, but we'll come back after that and talk some more.
Well, I don't know much about Lynyrd Skynyrd at all.
Yeah.
Just a couple of those three chord songs that they do. Sweet Home Alabama, I think, was one of them.
Yeah.
And, I forget some of the other ones.
Have a Simple Man.
Simple Man. It's just the same chord all the way through the song. It never changes.
Yeah.
That's when you know you're doing Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Yeah.
But
these ones are a little bit more complex.
Yeah, well, they do have some good. They did have some good. I don't know if the guitar players went up in smoke or what. I don't know.
Yeah,
but they had some pretty good stuff. But I guess that's why
they're famous.
play their music. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I've been getting sick of music. You know, the more you listen to it, it's just So what the heck? All these love songs. I mean, nobody lives like that.
Nobody. No.
They're so in love with you. Some of them songs I don't even want to play. Tennessee Whiskey. Just makes you want to puke. Jeez, oh man. Nobody acts like that.
No.
Yeah. Nobody. Married or unmarried or whatever. It doesn't matter. It's just.
I think a lot of them were writing about drugs, and it's how much they love drugs.
Maybe it was. I don't know.
That might explain it. That might explain what their obsession with love. You know,
man.
A lot of those rock singers, as Bill Hicks would have said, a lot of them are on drugs. A lot. They really love their drugs more than they love their relationships. If you ever noticed, their relationships didn't last long, but the drugs lasted a long time.
I try to think of married couples that have been married for a long, long time, and if they act like that, It's no way. It's no way. I mean, it seems like the longer you're married, the more you're
tired of each other. Some become roommates and just kind of tolerate each other, you know.
Yeah.
You know, in Germany,
share a checking account or something, you know. That's about it.
In Germany, they do some weird things there. They don't use a pillow like we use. They use like a blanket thing for a pillow. And each couple has their own blanket. And sometimes they have their own separate mattresses. But it's the weirdest thing whenever, I don't know if anyone's ever been in someone's home in Germany, but that's something I noticed in a few people's homes is what they did is they had like not a blanket, like a pillow. They had a blanket thing that they folded up to use to rest their head. And then they had their own separate blankets. And maybe that is an analogy in life that maybe in your marriage or relationship, you need your own separate blanket so you're not fighting over it.
I don't know.
You can think on that one,
Bill. I tried it once, a long, long time ago, and it didn't work.
You talking about the blanket or marriage? The
marriage.
Okay, yeah. Same here.
It didn't work.
I am divorced, and in some ways, I've never desired to ever get remarried again.
You never look back, huh?
No. No.
Oh, shoot.
Lesson learned, I guess, you know?
Yeah, it's...
I wasn't the sweetest person either. I admit that, you know. But at the same time, it's like, I ain't going through that again. It's because when you get married, it's not just you and your wife; it's you and the government and your wife. It's a threesome.
Wow, probably more people than that. I mean, I guess you can be in love, but no, you could love somebody but not be in love with them or something like that. I don't know. You just it's like the flame kind of goes out, you know, and you just. Exist.
I kind of want a marriage to be like how Abraham Lincoln and his wife had it. They went to a church and just got married and didn't have the government involved. They didn't have a marriage license back then. And relationships were a little bit more simpler back then.
Well, his wife was a nut job.
Yeah, so was he. You know, he was a overall good guy, but they were doing seances to, because their son died and they were trying to, be able to communicate with them. But that's, here and there or there, I guess, I mean, we can't judge everybody by 180 years later, how people were, I guess, always.
I can't judge them by 18 days later.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's play a Leonard Skinner tune.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to play all Leonard Skinner stuff today, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Well, let's try it. They were good musicians. They had some good stuff, but
I mean, do you blame them?
I didn't know them that well. So.
Did you blame? I mean, would you blame them for playing the three chords? I mean, they were getting money,
well,
so
they did a lot of those three chord jobbies.
Yeah. Sometimes you get a little tired, and you need a break between the
Simple Man is just the same thing from beginning to end. You don't change a thing. Nothing.
Yeah, that's from a musician standpoint, but from the public, they're listening to the lyrics on that, and that's where I think the sentimental.
Sweet Home Alabama.
Yeah.
Exact same thing from beginning to end.
Yeah.
I never saw three chords. Boom, that's it.
Well, sometimes you got to keep it simple. The Dutch dance to disco, and you think about disco and how repetitive it is, and so I guess
I don't know.
Gets people moving.
I don't think I ever listened to disco.
That might be right there,
that's,
a genre
that's
that we
my
have.
Problem.
We need to dive into disco sometime.
Okay, let's play something. My woman at home.
left alone. Well, when this train ends, I'll try again. I'll leave my woman at home. Tuesday's gone with the wind. Tuesday's gone with the wind. Tuesday's gone with the wind. My baby's gone. We'll be right back.
Are you ready for firewood? Then get ready for the biggest, hottest, most amazing firewood deals around at BillsFirewood.com. That's right, Bill's Firewood. Big logs, big heat, and big savings. Because firewood isn't just wood, it brings families together. Gather around the fire, roast some marshmallows, tell some stories, and make memories that last a lifetime. And remember, the firewood you burn today could keep your grandkids' grandkids warm someday. So don't wait. Buy firewood. Build memories. Keep generations warm. BillsFirewood.com. We sell the wood that brings the family together.
This is not a real ad. BillsFirewood.com is a real business. His hard firewood can make some women cry. Please, don't take any of this seriously. Firewood is a hard and hot business.
Oh, there we go, Bill.
Hey, that's the craziness of commercials. Buy my firewood and you'll bring your family together.
I had to add that in there because, you know, that, and this, everybody know, that is AI generated completely, including the prompt. I just said, give me something goofy commercial for Bill's Firewood and add something about adding families to, you know, getting together and... Yeah, your grandkids' grandkids will be kept warm. Yeah,
so that's why commercials on TV and radio are so stupid.
Yeah,
jeez, yeah. Oh man, unbelievable. Yeah. Well, if that don't sell more firewood, I don't know. I don't want to sell more firewood. I want to sell less.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh well.
Yeah.
So that was pretty clever. I was gonna say, jeez, oh man. So, see, on with Lynyrd Skynyrd here. You got a bunch of them?
Yeah.
We hear a few of their songs that lesser played ones, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
A little more guitar work.
This next one here might be your favorite song by them. Don't Ask Me No Questions.
Don't Ask Me No Questions. Yeah, because I ain't got no answers. Yeah. That's for sure. Yeah. All right, well, let's do it, I guess.
As they say in the South, let's do it to it. Let's do it to it.
Turkey. 11 times I was out of the bus, 11 times I've been to jail. So many times I've been there, nobody can go my bed. But it seems to me, Lord, that this old boy just don't fit. Well, I jump in a rose bush, my mouth smelling like those men.
Trouble.
Yeah, Bill BS. What is this? The Real BS Show.
Yeah, I forgot. It used to be the BS Show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we had to change it.
Yeah, we didn't want any issues.
Get the right.
Yeah. You know, sometimes you have to be careful. You know, because these days, you know.
Well, get the right .com in there.
Yeah, yeah. The Real BS Show.com. We should have an ad on our ad. We should have an ad on our show of our show.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, we could make an ad for the Real BS.
Yeah, that'd be so stupid.
Let's do that next week.
Yeah. Screw with that. We don't want to have too many ads in here. People get turned off, you know. I mean,
yeah, we're not supposed to have ads.
Yeah, no ads in here. Those are all fake ads.
You know? Same thing as on the radio. Same crap.
Yeah,
unbelievable.
You know the radio station? It's still running. I'm not putting any ads on there. It's only like PSAs, things like that, you know, occasional, just a filler of like 30 seconds talking about, make sure, you know, you check on your parents, you know, that kind of thing, you know, in case they have dementia or something, you know, like Alzheimer awareness, you know, you don't want your parents wandering off, you know. But anyhow, yeah, we have more Lynyrd Skynyrd songs. This band was a huge hit during the 70s and 80s, and everyone knows that, but I'm fascinated by some of the things that they still are performing. That's the part that
gets me. Left of them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Are they any good?
I don't know. I've never been to them. So it's hard to say.
I don't know. I didn't really know them before, so.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, this next one is Give Me Back My Bullets. You know, whatever that means. Yeah.
Jeez. Another commercial.
Yeah. Yeah. For bullets. Talking about that, the price of bullets, man, they're expensive. My son and I...
Well, so is bread and milk and everything else.
Well, so is fruit. I've been watching... in U.S., fruit prices went up a little bit. But in Europe, frozen fruit went up drastically. And I don't understand why. And not too many people do know why either. Because you think frozen fruit, you could just freeze it and, you know, ship it and it'll be fine. But for some reason, the prices went up drastically in Europe. I like frozen fruit once in a while. You know, you can blend it up and make a nice smoothie. It's really nice.
I don't mess with it.
It's like ice cream, anymore. You know? I mean, just type you make your own ice cream kind of thing, you know? On a hot summer day, that's really nice.
I got, what do I try? Oh, I'm trying some beef jerky.
Oh, yeah?
What do you call them? Slim Jims? Yeah, or something? Those are good. Mild.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of like candy.
That's what is one of the things I take with me when I'm hunting. It's an easy snack. It doesn't make too much noise. That's a very important thing is when you're hunting, you don't want to make a bunch of noise while you're hunting, you know, opening a wrapper or something, you know? So.
Well, let's get on with the Lynyrd Skynyrd tunes and see what, see what you think.
Yeah, don't skin your Lynyrd.
Working man. teach you all I can. Say I know a little. Lord, I know a little about it. Your best.
There we go. That little jumpy jive in the song. I know a little. That's what I tell people. I know a little.
That was the name of that song?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, yeah.
I know. You know a little and I know less.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I don't know.
Make a good team.
Yeah. My famous words that annoys people sometimes, especially my clients, is I'll say, I don't know. Because I don't know, you know, they're asking questions.
I say that all the time.
Yeah, like, you know, or how much would it cost to build this? And it's like, can you give, and they're like, can you give me a ballpark? I'm like, $50 million.
That's the starting point.
Yeah, that's the ballpark. It's how much a ballpark costs. Probably $1 billion now. I don't know. I lost track. I mean, doesn't, you know, you think about some of these places, these cities, you know, the taxpayers are paying for those ballparks to be built. So,
yeah,
you know,
what do they care?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's where, you know, we're kind of blessed. We don't have to worry about that, do we? You know, our money going to a ballpark.
Not where I'm at.
No.
Oh boy.
No. You got a deer park out there, though.
So far out in the boonies, nobody wants to, which is a good thing.
Yeah, yeah. You hear the birds chirping in the morning. You know, you should have some chickens.
I just
out there.
Notice how dark it gets at nighttime.
Yeah.
Boy, it gets really dark. And I'm thinking, geez, I'm out here all by myself. And
it
should be scary, but it's not. It's like, oh, this is great.
You probably can see the stars pretty good.
Yeah.
Sometimes I can see the stars.
And when it lightnings, holy smokes.
Yeah. Sometimes I go out in the back porch and I look at the Milky Way. I can see it sometimes. It's like a little cloud up there, you know. It's relaxing, you know, a nice evening. You know, think about that. It used to be the TV back in the day. People used to watch, you know, the stars and everything at night. And now we don't do that anymore.
Well, I do.
Yeah. That's true. There you go. As long as the mosquitoes aren't getting you, I guess, you know.
There's a lot of traffic up there in the sky, too. A lot of lights flashing and planes going this
way. You might see some starlings occasionally floating through, you know.
Starlings?
Yeah, the satellites.
Oh.
You might see them occasionally.
I don't know.
There's apps and stuff that you can get that are, you see the starlings flying through. So I think we should play some more music.
Okay, that's a good idea. We'll be right back.
was a needle and a spoon.
Show
the real BS show
coming at you.
Yeah, the needle and the spoon, that's about heroin.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Oh, geez,
I know. What a Debbie Downer I had to be sometimes. You know, if you didn't know, now you know. I think it was about his friend being on heroin, it wasn't about him being on heroin.
Who's him?
The lead singer. He was talking about a friend that was on heroin.
Is that Leonard?
Yeah, well. Yeah, that's an old name you don't hear anymore. No, at least not spelled that way. I always forget a bunch of Y's, you know.
Hey.
Maybe they were like giving a hint. Why? Why? Why are we doing this song again? I mean, you were in a band back in the day that almost made it, right? And I'm sure you've seen bands that they would play the same stupid famous song they had and they got tired of playing it. Over and over again.
Oh, sure.
That's I want that song.
That's how they get so good at it. They play it so much that it's just automatic.
You have to play that stupid song. You don't get that anywhere else. You don't get, you know, people saying, oh, why don't you act in that movie again? Or as a comedian, you don't hear them say that same joke again. They don't want to hear it. They've seen it. They heard it. Just get on with something new. Whereas music, it's like, play that song again. You know, I mean.
Yeah, Rolling Stones are playing the same songs they played 50 years ago.
And they're wearing Depends. You know, I mean,
jeez.
Whatever.
It's about the end of the show, right?
Yeah. We're at closing time.
Say goodbye to everybody. Yeah. And
We're overextending our welcome. And Billy, do you feel understood and super and wonderful and loved? Safe and brave and kind and strong, tough, like BillsFirewood.com.
I got to wear my boots when I come in here.
Yeah. Ooh. You're smart and respected and special. Very special. I think you're the specialest person ever.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I think if we tell all of our kids that you're special, I mean, none of them are special. I mean, if you tell everyone they're special, they're no one special then.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, your kids, they're special to you, but it doesn't mean they're special to everybody else.
You've got to make that detail clear.
Yeah. We should make an advert about that, you know. We'll do an ad about how special your kids are.
Yeah, right.
Ooh. Yeah.
Well, it's everybody be safe and eat right and be nice to each other.
Yeah. He's reading from the board behind us.
No, I'm making this up as we go. Yeah, eat right.
Eat right. Eat some salmon.
Yeah. Eat your B3.
Yeah. Eat your beans. Be happy.
And, so I guess we'll see you all next week, and you know, same channel, same whatever.
Yeah.
And
next week we should do Blazing Saddles, just quotes from it.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe exclude a few.
Greatest movie of all time.
Yeah, you can't make that movie again.
Jeez.
That was
they almost didn't make it the first time.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
But too many people liked it, so the big shots had to let it go.
Yeah.
But all right. Well, we'll see you next week, and let's hear one more Leonard Skinner tune.
Yeah, yeah. You never know what it might be. It might be a special one. You know, you just never know what's up the alley. Yeah. You know.
So fasten your seatbelt, and here we go.
Got that right.